How does spending the afternoon listening to music in the mountains sound to you? Pretty nice, right? KGNU's 34th annual Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam at the Gold Hill Inn is coming up Sunday, July 24th. This is a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon listening to music in the mountains while enjoying homemade Colorado-style barbecue by Rat's Woodshack Barbecue along with cold beverages. This family-friendly event begins at 12 p.m. Doors open at 11 a.m. and the event runs until 4:30 p.m. featuring three Colorado bluegrass and roots music bands. The lineup includes Jake Legg, an acoustic band from Colorado that reflects a shared love of bluegrass. Their original songs can be heard throughout the framework of bluegrass music, and the vivid storytelling is beautifully supported by top-notch musicianship and engaging arrangements. Greg Shockett and Little America may be a newly formed band, but one that has been a long time coming. Already renowned as a first-call country and bluegrass picker, Greg has assembled a crew to funnel that experience into a western swing powerhouse that harkens back to Colorado's halcyon 70s era. With pedal steel and alto sax bringing the country and swing bona fides, upright bass and drums keep it dancing. And rounding out the day with roots, groove, and Americana is the Megan Burt Band. Homegrown in Denver, Megan Burt is an internationally touring singer-songwriter decorated with national recognition. She's the winner of the Kerrville New Folk, Rocky Mountain Folk Festival, and Westwood Music Award, and a finalist in Mountain New Song, Songwriter Serenade, and Great American Song Contest. Somewhere between Bonnie Raitt, Kathleen Edwards, and Tom Petty, you'll find Megan's songwriting. Tickets are $35 for KGNU members, $40 for non-members when purchased in advance, and $5 more the day of the show. Get yours before the Charles sells out at kgnu.org. Spring is here, but if your car is still stuck in winter weather, consider donating it. We'll turn that four-wheeled iceberg into more hours of your favorite programming. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or visit kgnu.org to get started.
Welcome, this is Elena with you. It is 7:02. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 and in many other frequencies, KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Being with you for the rest of the hour. If there's something you'd really like to hear, let me know. I've got some things I've queued up. Oops, my computer's doing something it's not supposed to do. But I've got some different things, but I'd be definitely open to looking for anything you might want to hear. So you can write dj@kgnu.org or you can call 303-442-4242. But for right now, I'm going to play some summery flavored songs, some kind of topical songs, and some stuff from the new bin. So with you until 8 o'clock here on Highway 322.
My Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you'll keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool. Now is the cool of the day. This earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my pasture so green? You may live in this garden if you will feed my lambs and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may live in this garden if you'll keep the people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day.
Said, child, take your time. Don't fall in love too quickly before you know you're mine. She held me round the shoulders in a voice said, love can make you happy. Love can rob you blind. Here in California, the fruit hangs heavy on the vine, and there's no gold. Hills turn brown in the summertime. Well, I may learn to love you, but I can't say when. This morning tonight, we're only friends, but I'll take my time to know you. I'll take my time to see there's nothing that I won't show you if you take time with me.
there's no gold. I thought I'd warn you when the hills turn brown in the summertime. It's an old familiar story, an old familiar rhyme. To everything there is a season, to every purpose there's a time, a time to love. Come together, a time when love longs for a name, a time for questions we can't answer, but we ask them just the same. There's no gold. I thought I'd warn you. And the hills turn brown in the summertime. There's no gold. I thought I'd warn you. And the hills turn brown in the summertime.
Your eyes and intentions all centered on you. The bones of your failures are now dust on the road. You swore this was the last time you'd sell them your soul.
Joel got out of that old McAllister pen, and there he got his parole. After 4 long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joel come walking down the road. 'Twas there he met him a truck-driving man. 'Twas there he caught him a ride. Said, I just got out of old McAllister pen on a charge called homicide. Then the truck rolled away in a big cloud of dust, and Tommy turned his face towards home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, and he found that his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe. He found his daddy's hat. He found little Muley, and little Muley said they've been tractored out by the cats. Tom Joel walked over to the neighboring farm, and he found his family. And they took Preacher Casey and they piled in a car, and his mama said, we've got to get away. Well, the 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load, but Grandpa Joad did cry. He picked up a handful of land in his hand, said, I'm sticking with my farm till I die. They fed him short ribs and coffee and soothing syrup, but Grandpa Joad did die. We buried Grandpa Joad on the Oklahoma road and Grandma on the California side. And they stood on a mountain and they looked to the west, and it looked like the promised land. There's a bright green valley and a river running through, and there was work for every single hand. The Joads rolled into a jungle camp, and there they cooked them a stew. And hungry little kids in the jungle camp said, we'd like to have some too. Then a deputy sheriff fired loose at a man, and he shot a woman in the back. And before he could take his aim again, Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. So they handcuffed Casey and took him to jail, and then he got away. And he met Tom Joad by the old river bridge, and these few words he did say. Well, I preached for the Lord a mighty long time. I preached about the rich and the poor. But us working folks has got to get together, or we ain't got a chance anymore. Then the deputies come, and Tom and Casey run to a place where the water run down.
And the vigilante thug hit Casey with a club, and he laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Then Tom picked up that vigilante's club, and he brung it down hard on his head. And when Tom took flight that dark and rainy night, there's a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Two men, a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Then Tom ran back to where his mama was asleep, and he woke her up out of bed. And he bid goodbye to the mother that he loved, and he told her what Preacher Casey said. Well, everybody might be just one big soul, it looks that way to me. So everywhere you go, in the day or the night, that's where I'm gonna be. Wherever little kids are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever men are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm gonna be. That's where I'm gonna be.
Church of the Wandering Stream.
I see the light in the cold rushing water.
Church of the Wandering. search of a wandering sea. Why on earth would anyone leave here? Except to chase some crazy dream. When I've been gone, coming home and it comes into view, it's the most beautiful sight I've ever seen. Sunlight shining through, clouds drifting by, snow peaks melt to rivers clear and with a grin, I jump right in and let it wash me clean. This baptism will make you feel brand new. Back where the rivers run wild and cold, the Rocky Mountains kiss the sky. There's no other place I'd rather.
Support comes from the Louisville Street Fair, featuring a live band every Friday in downtown Louisville. The Street Fair takes place June 17th through August 12th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., and the music starts around 6 o'clock. The fair includes music, food, and activities for the whole family. More information at downtownlouisvilleco.com/street-fair. That's fair with an E at the end.
And that is fun, I have to say. I haven't been for a while, but I went a little while ago, and it was really fun. So I want to let you know what we heard. We started out with Claudia Schmidt and Sally Rogers doing Cool of the Day, and that is a beautiful Gene Ritchie song. And I was just down in working in Berea, Kentucky, and that's kind of where the area where Gene Ritchie was from. But she was just an amazing musician and singer, and so are Claudia Schmidt and Sally Rogers. After that, we heard from the late, great Kate Wolf doing Here in California. And after that, we heard from a new CD to the Air Studio here. We heard a group called Midnight North doing Coyote from their recording, Summertime in the Mountains. After that, by request, we heard Larry Hanks doing The Ballad of Tom Joad from The Last Wagon, and followed that with a great song, Molly O'Brien singing The Church of the Wandering Stream. And that's from a really interesting CD called Fishing Music 2 by Ben Winship and David Thompson, and finished out with another local favorite, Rebecca Folsom, doing Colorado from her recording Extraordinary Days. So, got a second half coming up. Thank you so much for the calls. I really appreciate it. It's always nice to get calls, and whether you have a request or not. So, we're going to go back to some music, some kind of topical music. I guess you guys know there's a lot of things going on these days, and that requires some topical music, doesn't it? Music has a very important place in speaking about what's going on in our world. So this is an old song by Cy Khan.
There's war in Afghanistan, war in Jerusalem, war in El Salvador, war in South Africa. They tell us all wars are far off and foreign. In the United States, there's a war against women. Take to the streets, lift up your voice, fight for your life while you still have a choice. Tell them nobody's body but mine. This is nobody's body but mine. Tell them nobody's body but mine. This is nobody's body but mine. They bow down to laws that protect private property while a woman's not safe in the home or the factory. They say the hallways of justice are solemn and sacred, but in front of the law, only women stand naked. Take to the streets, lift up your voice, fight for your life while you still have a choice. Tell them nobody's body but mine. This is nobody's body but mine. Tell them nobody's body but mine. This is nobody's body but mine. Though manners and banners are often expedient, the most civil act is to be disobedient. Just like in South Africa or in Mississippi, no jail, no law will lock up our bodies. Take to the streets, lift up your voice, fight for your life while you still have a choice. Tell them nobody's body but mine. This is nobody's body but mine. Tell them nobody's body but mine. This is nobody's body but mine. Tell them nobody's body but mine. This is nobody's body but mine. Tell them nobody's body but mine. This is nobody's body but mine.
Women won the vote in 1917 in a fight for restitution and equality. They put their bodies on the line, held hunger strikes and picket signs. Women, yes, but a bittersweet victory. It's dangerous to stand alone, dangerous to say your body is your own, dangerous to break from tyranny. Well-behaved women don't make history. How dangerous are you willing to be? Did you know for more than a thousand years, Haudenosaunee women had it better here? They were equals, held the land, chose chiefs as mothers of the clan. And these dangerous women gave the lie to Eve's sin. Seneca Falls, 1848, Western woman to put an end to her subjugated state. Coalitions changed, years passed by, enfranchised white women came the cry.
Now there are women whose wisdom knows no age, like Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Caught a train from Alexandria, just a broken man in flight, running scared with his devils, saying prayers on through the night. Oh, but mercy can't find him, not in the shadows where he calls. Forsaken all his bitter angels, that's how every empire falls. The bells ring out on Sunday morning like echoes from another time. All our innocence and yearning, a sense of wonder left behind. Oh, gentle hearts, remember what was that story that lost? For when religion loses vision, that's how every empire falls. His wife and all his family, the providence he brought to bear. They raise their glasses in his honor, although this union they don't share. A man who lives among them was still a stranger to them all. A heart is never open, that's how every empire falls. Padlock the door and board the windows, put the people in the street. It's just my job, he says, I'm sorry. He draws his check, goes home to eat. But at night he tells his woman, I know I hide behind the law. She says, you're only taking orders, that's how every empire falls. travels through this country. A hard rain falls on the sea. If terror comes without a warning, there must be something we don't see. What fire begets this fire? Like torches thrown into the straw. If no one asks and no one answers, that's how every empire falls. If no one asks and no one answers, that's how every empire falls. Now I'm stealing cigarettes, I'm selling them off to friends for rent. Plus a paycheck and I'm still in debt. I'm asking, how can this be? I know they know I'm beneath them. Even homeless assholes know my name. Now it's urban flight or a cell for the night. You know it's all the same. One can tell themselves about when going gets rough. Determination just ain't enough. When overtime defines your life, this American me. This American me. Tradition tells us home on, but my time card's saying no go. And now the suits are talking foreclosed from sea to shining sea. Time was a wartime economy, was the silver lining to tragedy. But even those with homes are now those alone in the land of the free. I asked for nothing and I got it in spades. I worked for a living and I earned a cage. They say I look old for my age, this American me. This American me. This American me.
This American, this American, this American.
This American me.
This American, this American, this American.
This American me. Thank you.
the sun is surely sinking down. But the moon is slowly rising. So this old world must still be spinning around. And I still
humbly-hearted rise, won't be divided, rise, with spirit to guide us, rise, in a hope, in prayer, we find ourselves here.
Here and we're out.
That was somebody named Batya Levine, B-A-T-Y-A, and it was called We Rise. And I couldn't even find her on Comrade on our system, but I got that song tip from Annie Patterson, who did, she and her husband did the Rise Up Singing series of songbooks, and she has a series called Rise Up and Sing, and you can look for her, Annie Patterson and Peter Blood. They created the books Rise Up Singing and Rise Again, and they're doing a lot of great work. There's also a daily antidote song that gets chosen. I think if you just Google Daily Antidote, you'll be able to find it. So we heard Batya Levine and a chorus doing that. We started out with a song that is quite old, but unfortunately relevant again, called Nobody's Body But Mine, and that is Cy Conn, who wrote it from his recording, I Have Seen Freedom. After that, we heard Dangerous Women by Colleen Cateau, and that's from her recording Besos Kisses, and she's somebody that I met through the People's Music Network, which is another place I'd really recommend you look for some great musicians and some great gatherings for topical music. Followed that with Tim O'Brien from his last recording, That's How Every Empire Falls, from the recording He Walked On. And after that, we heard Dave House and Jake Blunt doing The Minimum Wage is a Gateway Drug, and that's from a recording, an EP called Patty. And Jake Blunt is an amazing banjo player and a bringing a lot of diversity to old-time music that doesn't always have it. And after that, we heard from great banjo player and musician and singer Rhiannon Giddens, although that was an instrumental piece. It was called Mountain Banjo, from the music of Red Dead Redemption 2. And then we heard James Taylor, along with, I think, Carly Simon and maybe some of his kids, doing You Can Close Your Eyes. And I was fortunate enough, as I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, for work, to see James Taylor in concert. And he ended the entire show with an acoustic version of him and his son doing that. So got about 5 minutes left, and go to some more music now. Let's see, this is Mary Gaucher.
Sailboats on the skyline feel so good to feel fine. watching. No more drifting. No more long. I've got my love beside me.
Was Mary Gaucher, Fall Apart World, from her new CD, Dark Enough to See the Stars. Thank you so much for all the calls. It is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Please stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at RebeccasHerbs.com.
Support comes from VIA Mobility Services, a community transit provider. VIA is a nonprofit offering transportation and mobility options for older adults and people with disabilities. VIA gives people an option to be mobile. Services are now expanding into the Denver area. More information at viacolorado.org.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be doing something quite different. My topic tonight is country ragtime. I'm going to try and explain a little bit about country ragtime, and then we're just going to listen to a whole bunch of great country rags. So let me start with a definition of ragtime itself from Jason and Tischner's book, Rags and Ragtime. They say, and I quote, "Ragtime is a musical composition for the piano, comprising three or four sections, containing 16 measures each, which combines a syncopated melody accompanied by an even, steady, duple rhythm." And having said that, let's just play an example. Here is Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag on the piano, as played by Walter Chodak.